Today's daf is Shavuos daf Chof Dalet, and we are at the two lots, about 15 lines from the bottom of daf Chof Gimel Amud Beis, moving along in the sugyas and the dafin of Perek Shavuos Shtayim Basra, and Shavuos daf Chof Dalet is another festa daf. So without any introduction, the Mishnah had said, if somebody says Shavua, I swear, Shaloi Oichal, I will not eat. Va'ochal, and he ate. But oichlin she'enon ruyel achila, he ate foods that people don't usually eat. Or v'shasa mashkin she'enon ruyel l'shtiyah, or he drank shtiyah b'chlal achila, but he drank things that are not ruyel l'shtiyah. The Mishnah said potter. The Mishnah continued, and the Mishnah said another halach. If somebody says shvur shalo yoichal and he eats nevelus u'treifish gotzim v'ramasim, so he had it already three times, what's the halacha? Machloikas, Rav Shimon and the Chachamim. The Chachamim say chayif. Rav Shimon says pot. Says the Gemara, haguf akasha. How do you read these two halachas? Don't they contradict each other? I'm the shvur shalo yoichal b'achal oichon shenim l'achilo. V'shasa mashkin shenim ruim l'shtia potter. The Mishnah said that if somebody makes a shvur shalo yoichal and he eats, but he eats things that people don't usually eat, or he drinks things that are not ruin l'shtiyah. What's that law? So he's potter. V'hadar tani, and then in the next breath, what does the Mishnah say? Shvua shalo yoichal, if a person swears that he won't eat, v'achal, and he ate nevelus u'treifish gotzim v'ramasim, chayiv. Fake the Gemara, Mishnah Reisha, the potter, Mishnah Sefer, the chayiv. What's the difference between eating nevelus u'treifish gotzim v'ramasim, that you're chayiv, and eating dvarim she'enen ruin l'achilo, that you're potter? Isn't nevelus u'treifish Shkotzim v'remosim also dvarim she'enon ruyin l'achila? And the point of the Gemara's kash is that even though physically you could eat nevelos u'treifish shkotzim v'remosim, but for an upkehitin yid, it's enon ruyin l'achila. So you would think that if when a person says shvur shalo yoichal, he only has in mind loshem bnei adam dvarim haruyin l'achila, and it's for that reason, if he eats something that people physically do not eat, they're not included in the Shavua. L'chur is something that halachically he's not allowed to eat, should not be included in the Shavua as well, says the Gemara. Holei kasha, reisha b'stam v'seifa b'mefarish. The reisha is talking about where he said Shavua shalo yoicha. He didn't specify anything. Shavua shalo yoicha, we assume he means dvarim haruyin l'achila. It's for that reason, if he ate dvarim she'enon ruyin l'achila, or he drank mashkin she'enon ruyin l'shtiyah, he's going to be potter. The Mishnah that discusses the halachas of Dvelos, Utrefish, Gotzim, Ramasim is not talking about where he said Shfua Shaloi Oichal Stam. It's talking about where he said Shfua Shaloi Oichal, and he specifically included that I want my Shvua to include Nevelos, Utrefish, Gotzim, Ramasim. Being that he included it, it's for that reason it's obviously included. That's why he's going to be chayiv. Afreik Gemara Mefarish Nami Gufatikshi. Okay, so you explained why if somebody says Shvur Shlo Yoichal and he eats Nevelos U'treifish Gotzim V'Ramasim, he's chayiv, despite the fact that you could argue that it's Einu Roi L'Achila, because you included it. If you were Mefarish it, it's for that reason the Shvur is chal. But I have another kasha. Amai Mujba Me'ar Sinai Hu. Forget about the fact that it's not Roi L'Achila. That you answered. But there's another issue. Isn't a Yid Mujba Me'ar Sinai not the Nevelos U'treifish Gotzim V'Ramasim? We've spoken this out many times. It's one of the yusoidas that you have to internalize as you go through the Gemara's and Masechta Shavuos, and that is that when the Yidden were mekabel the Torah, they said Nasav Nishma Kafaleim Har Kegiges. They didn't just say they're going to keep the Torah; they swore that they're going to keep the Torah. So there was a Shavua that was chal on every one of the mitzvahs essay and every one of the mitzvahs lois essay in the Torah. That means the Yidden already swore that they're not going to eat nevelos u'treifish gotzim v'ramasim. Shavuos 101 ain't Shavua chal al Shavua. So how could this Shavuos bitoy bichal on Nevelos u'treifish gotzim v'ramasim, even if you were mefarish it? But at the end of the day, you already had sworn, every yid had sworn in Har Sinai. Ein shvua chal al shvua, says the Gemara, and again, we had this Gemara already a few times. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, la'amri, b'koil dvarma, mutar medvarma asurim. It's talking about where he didn't just swear that he's not going to eat Nevelos u'treifish gotzim v'ramasim. He swore shvua shalo yoich. As the Gemara just explained, he was also mefarish Nevelos u'treifish gotzim v'ramasim. But being that he included more than that, so the shvua is going to be chal on all the dvarim. For that, there's no mushba vayim in Me'ar Sinai, and we say migu. We say iser koilil. That migu, that the shvu is going to be chal on the dvarim amutarim. It could be chal on the dvarim asurim as well. Rish Lakish Amr, Rish Lakish said, "Yeah, the moitzi elo ibe mefarish chatzis shir v'alibed rabbanon ibe stam alibed Rabbi Akiva." It's talking about where the person swore that he's not even going to eat a chatzis shir. Chatzi Shir, Rish Lakish holds, is Mutter Min HaTorah. So being that Chatzi Shir was Mutter Min HaTorah, there was never a Shvuas Har Sinai by Chatzi Shir. If there was never a Shvuas Har Sinai by Chatzi Shir, so the Shvuas Shaloi Oichal Neveos the Trefish Katzim for a Muslim could be Chal on a Chatzi Shir, because for that you're not a Mushba V'oim in Mehar Sinai. And that's how the Shvuas are going to be Chal. Now Rish Lakish says, according to the Chachamim, that Stam Shvuas Shaloi Oichal is not Chal on Chatzi Shir. Which Chachamim? The Chachamim in the first Mishnah in the Perek, you're going to have to say the Mishnah is talking about where he specifically said, I want the Shvuah to be Chal on a Chatzi Shir of Neveilos of Trefesh Gatzim V'Ramasim. According to Rabbi Akiva, that holds that even though in Kala Teira Kula, in Achila Pachas Mikazayas, but in Shvuahs, it's different. There, Stam Shvuah Shal Yoichal is Chal on Chatzi Shir. So even Bestam, that Loch is going to be, the Shvuah is going to be Chal. Either way, two terutzim to explain why there's no problem of Mushba V'Oimid Me'ar Sinai, where somebody but he says Shvuah Shaloi Oichal Neveilos to Trefish Gatzim V'Ramasim. Yechanan said Isr Koylo Migu that it's Chal on the Dvar Ma'Mutarim. It could be Chal on the Dvar Ma'Asurim as well. Reish Lakish said it's talking about Chatz Yishir. Freik the Gemara. Bishlam Rabbi Yechanan Liyamak Reish Lakish. I understand why Rabbi Yechanan didn't learn like Reish Lakish. The Mukam Lo Masis Agidriyakol because Rabbi Yechanan wanted the Mishnah to work according to everybody. Meaning the way Reish Lakish explained the Mishnah, really we have to make an Oikimta and say that according to the Chachamim, the Mishnah is talking about where he was Mefarish Chatzishir. According to Rabbi Akiva, the Mishnah is talking even where it was Stam. Rabbi Yechanan didn't want to explain the Mishnah in a way where the Chachamim would make an Oikimta one way, and Rabbi Akiva would have to make the Oikimta the other way. He wanted one smooth, one-size-fits-all kind of teretz that works for everybody, without having to start clearing Iker Abonon, Iker Rabbi Akiva. We're talking about Mefarish, we're talking about Stam, making it totally in the Machlekes, Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim in the beginning of the parak. So it's for that reason Rabbi Yechanan said, I have a simpler teretz, Isser Koilo. Koilo works according to everybody. It has nothing to do with Chatzi Shir, it has nothing to do with Machlekes, Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. El Reish Lakish, my time, Rabbi Yechanan, why Reish Lakish not learn like Rabbi Yechanan? Meaning, why do you have to come on to Chatzi Shir and start getting involved in Rabbi Kibin the Chachamim? Why didn't he just say the reason the Shvuah could be Chal on Neveilos to Trefish Katzim V'Ramasim is because of Koilo? Mitoich that it's Chal on Dvarim HaMutarim, it could be Chal on the Dvarim HaSurim as well. Says the Gemara, Omar Rab. Loch ki amrin and Isser Koilo, when does he hold Isser Koilo? But Isser Abba may Eilav. But be Isser Abba yidei atzmoi, lo yamrin on. The reason is because Reish Lakish holds that even though there's a concept of Isser Koilo, but the only time you have the idea of Isser Koilo is an Isser that is ba me Eilav. By Isurei Torah, you have the concept of Isser Koilo. But when it comes to an Isser Abba yidei atzmoi, such as Isser Shvuos, which is a man-made Isser, over there, you don't have the svara of Isser Koil. Now, what's Isser Habom Me'elov? So Rashi says, the classic case, and we're going to need it because the Gemara is actually going to mention it in a few lines. The classic case of Isser Koil is Ha'oichel Nevela B'yom HaKippur. If somebody eats Nevela on Yom Kippur, so the Nevela was a Nevela before Yom Kippur. Now, the sun sets, Yud Tishrei, it's Yom Kippur. He eats the Nevela on Yom Kippur. Is he Chayev for Yom Kippur, or is he not Chayiv for Yom Kippur? Rav Shimon says, Yopater. There's no Chiv Karis for eating on Yom Kippur. The reason is, because how could the Isser Yom Kippur be Chal on the Isser Nevela? Ain Isser, Chal al Isser. The Chachamim argue. The Chachamim say this is a classic case of Isser Koilo. Why? Because Migu, that Yom Kippur is going to create Isser on all Dvarim Amutarim, such as all the food in your house that's not Nevela. So Isser Yom Kippur is going to be Chal. So it could be Chal on Yom Kippur as well. That's what Isser Koil is. Isser Koil is that even though ain't Isser Chal al Isser, but if the second Isser is being Chal somewhere else, so there's a Migu. Once it's Chal, it could be Chal for this as well. There's also something called Isser Moisif, which is very similar to Isser Koil. We're going to see inside on Amud Beis a long Rashi, where Rashi is going to explain the difference between Isser Moisif and Isser Koil. But for now, this is the definition of Isser Koil. So it says the Gemara, even though it's true, the Chachamim hold Isser Koil, but when did the Chachamim hold Isser Koil? That's when we're talking about Isurim that come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah is Isurim. Isser Nevela, Isser Yom Kippur, these are the Torah's Isurim. So there's an idea that Isser Yom Kippur could be Chal on Isser Nevela, even though ain't Isser Chal al Isser, because of Koil. Issa Yom Kippur is koil more than Isser Nevela, and being that it's chal on the Dvar Mamutarim, it could be chal on the Dvar Masurim as well. But when you're talking about Shvois, where a person swears that he's not going to eat Dvar Mamutarim, and he includes in that Nevela to Trefesh Katsim Ramasim, even though conceptually you could say koil, that even though in Shvua chal al Shvua, but migu that the Shvua is going to be chal on the Dvar Mamutarim, let it be chal on the Dvar Masur as well, says Reish Lakish, Ki Yamrinan Isser koil be Isser Haba Me'elov. Now this Gemara is again a little misleading in light of the raid that we spoke about at the end of yesterday's daf that Bezrat Hashem we're going to get to again at the end of today's daf because it's so fundamental. It sounds very much like the halacha of Mushba Va'im and Me'er Sinai and the halacha of Ein Isser Chalal Isser is the same halacha. That's what the Gemara is doing. The Gemara is comparing Isser Koil in the sugya of Ein Isser Chalal Isser of Yom Kippur being Chalal Nevela to the halacha of a shvuz biter being chal on the veils of treifish gotzen for a mosin. Now, enes a chal alisser is enes a chal alisser. Shvuz biter being chal on the veils of treifish gotzen for a mosin, that's mujbul vayb and mer sinai. At first glance, it sounds like it's the same thing. And as we mentioned yesterday, that's the prima godim's big kasha on the shach in Yerudea, Simon Reish Lamed Ches. He really thought it was the same thing. And because of that, he asked to fest the kasha. But we spoke after the Rebbe Yehuda and Avni Melum that said it's not the same thing. Now, it's obviously similar. Conceptually, the idea is the same, where ain't Isser Chalal Isser, ain't Shvua Chalal Shua. We'll get back into the raid at the end of the daf. The other thing that we need to understand is what's Pashup Shan in the Svara? Why in the world should you say Isser Koil when it comes to an Isser Abami Elov, but you shouldn't say Isser Koil when it comes to an Isser Abaya Deyatzmai? Again, stay tuned for the end of the daf, says the Gemara. So again, we understand why Rabbi Yochanan didn't learn like Rish Lakish. Why did Rabbi Yochanan want to get involved in Chatzin Shir? Because then you have to start making Goykimtas. Ikra Akiva, Ikra Chachamim, he wants to keep it simple. Why did Rish Lakish not learn like Rabbi Yochanan? Because Rabbi Yochanan explained the Mishnah with Isser Koil, and Rabbi Shlakish holds his no Isser Koil by Isser Haba Al Yedei Yatzma. Says the Gemara, Bishlam, Rish Lakish, Mishnah Machik about Rabbi Shimon, the coin to Rish Lakish. I understand why Rabbi Shimon says Potas. Till now, we've been explaining the Chachamim Shita. Why the Shvua would be Chal on the veils of Trefish Gotzim Ramasim, despite the fact that at first glance, it sounds like there's a problem of Mushba Vayim and Marasina. But we have to understand Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds Potter. That means any Svar that we just said to explain according to the Chachabim, Reb Shimon is not going to agree with. So says the Gemara, according to Rish Lakish, I understand Pshana Reb Shimon. It's Reb Shimon L'shitasei, a very geshmaki Gemara. Ditanya, Reb Shimon, I mean, the whole week's coming together. Kol Shulamakis. Fili Amru Kizayis, Ela L'Karbin. What was Rish Lakish's teretz? Why is the Shvua Chal? Because we're talking about Chatzis Shir. And Rish Lakish holds Chatzis Shir is not awesome in HaTorah. So there's no Shvua Sar Sinai and Chatzis Shir. So for Chatzis Shir it could be Chal. But that's all true if you hold that Neveil to Trefish Katsim Ramasan has a Shir. So there's a Shir Kizayis. On Pachas Mikashir, there's no Mushba Va'oimed. The Shvua's Bitoy was on Pachas Mikashir. Thus, there's no problem with Mushba Va'oimed. But Reb Shimon Lashitasai, who Reb Shimon holds a Makis Daf Yud Gimel Amad Aleph, Kol Shehula Makis, Flay Yomru Kizayis El Karbin. Say, according to Reb Shimon, there's no Aloch of Chatzis Shir. Chatzis Shir and Shir is one and the same. You chayiv even for a Kol Shu. If you're going to be chayiv even for a Kol Shu, so you are a Mushba Va'oimed on Pachas Mikashir. If you're a Mujba Vayimah for Bachas Mekashir, the Shvuz Bita can't be Chal by Chatzishir. If he can't be Chal by Chatzishir, it's Reb Shimon Lashitasai. The Reb Shimon holds Potter. So the Gemara says, Bishlam, according to Rish Lakish, I understand Reb Shimon. It's Reb Shimon Lashitasai. Ela Reb Yochanan, my time with Reb Shimon. But according to Reb Yochanan, that the reason Chachamim hold that the Shvuz is Chal is not because of Chatzishir, it's because of Isser Koil. So why isn't Reb Shimon hold Chat of Isser Koil? Says the Gemara, it's also Reb Shimon Lutameh. You have to know the Sugis of Ein Isser Chal Isser. Lesley, Isser Koil. Tanya, we learned to the Brisa. Shimon says, if somebody eats Nevela Yom Kippur, he's going to be Potter. Why? Ain't this a chal lisser? I is a koil. Say that migu that is Yom Kippur is chal on Dvarim Amutarim, it should be chal on Nevela as well. Reb Shimon is less a yis a koil. So, man of shach, both according to Reb Yochanan, both according to Reish Lakish, what we have over here is we have a Reb Shimon Lishitasai, according to Rav Shmuel Reb Yochanan, that the reason the Chachamim hold the Shvuas Chal on the veils of Trefish Katsim V'Ramasim is because of Isser Koil. The reason Reb Shimon holds it's not Chal is Reb Shimon Lishitasai. Reb Shimon in Psachim Lamed Vav in Nazar Daftal, Reb Shimon all over Shas, that Reb Shimon is less like Isser Koil. He doesn't hold the Isser Koil. It's perfect. That's why it's not going to be Chal. And according to Reish Lakish, that the reason the Chachamim hold that the Shvuas Chal on the veils of Trefish Katsim V'Ramasim is because we're talking about a Chatzishir, the reason Reb Shimon holds Potter is again Reb Shimon Lishitasai. Because Reb Shimon Lishitasai in Makis Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph Kol Shulam Makis. There's no such halacha of Chatzi Shir. So there's a little tour around Shas, but it's Gishmak. It's a Koilo. The Shir Kizayis. Bottom line is the Gemara asks another kasha, and this is a more Shavuos focus. Bishlam the Rish Lakish. Bishlam according to Rish Lakish Mishkachas Lo Belavehe. Really, in order to understand the Gemara's kasha, we have to know Shabbos' daf. The Gemara on daf Chof Hei mentions halacha that the only time you bring a carbon oil of a yoyred for Shavuos bitur is if the Shavuah that the person violated the Shoigig was a Shavuah that was mishkachas la b'lavehen. So for example, a person said Shavuah shaloi oichal, and then he ends up eating b'shoigig, the halacha is he brings a carbon oil of a yared. As long as he meets the criteria for an oil of a yared, he's going to bring an oil of a yared. Why? Because he was over a Shavuah's bitoy, the asid, Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel, everybody agrees with this. The halacha is you're going to have to bring a carbon oil of a yared. Now, the reason you bring a carbon oil of a yared for a Shavuah shaloi oichal is because this same Shavua Shaloi Oichal, had you flipped it and taken the word loy out, Shavua Shaloi Oichal is lav, loy oichal, I'm not going to eat. What if you would have said the same exact Shavua, but hey, not Shavua Shaloi Oichal, but rather Shavua Shaloi Oichal? Would the Shavua have been chal? Of course, Shavua Shaloi Oichal is a good Shavua, Shavua Shaloi Oichal is a good Shavua. The Pasuk says, Lahara Ilahetev, and we learn from there that every single Shavua, in order for it to be subject to the laws of Eilu Yairid, has to be possible. Belavehein. Shavua shaloi oichal could be belavehein. Loi oichal would be lav, oichal would be hein. Either way is a good shavua. Shavua shaloi oichal, so oichal would be hein, loi oichal would be lav. It works both ways. So any time a shavua with subject to oil of a yoyer has to be able to work in both ways. So the Gemara asks the kasha, this shavua, if somebody swore that he's not getting the veils to trade for shkatz and viramasin, we're saying, according to the Chachamim, chayiv. What does chayiv mean? Oil of a yoyer, shimon potter. But according to the Chachamim, you're going to be chayiv. It must mean that it's subject to lavehei. Meaning, you could have sworn, shvua sha'oichel neveil to trade for shkatz and viramasin, and the shvua would have been chal in the same way. Zok to Gemara, gishmak. We're talking about a chatzi shir. So just like according to Rish Lakish, a person can swear shaloi oichal chatzi shir, and the shvu is chal, because you're not a mushbev oimed, because Rish Lakish holds chatzi shir as mutam anatayra, so too you can swear shvu shaloichal. Why? Because again, if chatzi shir is also anatayra, just like I can swear I'm not going to eat a chatzi shir, I can swear I will eat a chatzi shir. When I swear I'm going to eat chatzi shir, am I not a nishba levate les ha-mitzvah? No, chatzi shir is not asa min ha-tayr. So if chatzi shir is not asa min ha-tayr, I swore I'm going to eat a davar ha-mutter. It's like saying shvua shoichal. So it's possible belav, that's the Mishnah's case. It's also possible behein. You could check off that box. It meets that prerequisite in order for it to be subject to the halachas of Eilu Yair. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, that we're talking about a person who swore he's not going to eat a festa shir, a whole sandwich. He's not going to eat a shir of nevelos or treyfish katzim v'ramasim. And still the shvua chal. Why is the shvua chal? Koilel, a new halach of koilel, says the Gemara, the way Rashi explains it. Koilel only works to tell me that even though you're a mushbav oimid not to eat nevelos or treyfish katzim v'ramasim, are you day koilel? You will may have a shvua not to eat nevels or treyfish katzim v'ramasim. So what's the koilel? Migu that it was chal for the dvar mamutarim. It's going to be chal for the dvar marasum. But what would be in the reverse? What if a person says shvua shoichal ich gai fressen, and then he say includes, by the way, I just want to make it clear, I will also eat nevels or treyfish katzim v'ramasim. Are you going to say is a koilel that mitoich the shvua is chal on the dvar mamutarim, that it should also be chal on the dvar marasurim? Says Rashi, no way. You can't tell me koilel to be mevatel a mitzvah. Koilel could work to be chal on a shvua to be mekayim a mitzvah. But to say koilel to be mevatel a mitzvah, that you can't do. Which means it's not behein. Belav you have it, behein you don't have it. So how's the shvua chal? Let's see it again inside. Bish, let me reish lakish. Bish, let me coin to reish lakish. Who said that the akimta, the Mishnah's talking about chatzi shim, mishkachas a belav behein. It's possible belav behein. Lav, shvua that I won't eat nevels of shevish kosm chatzi shir. Behen, shvua that I will eat chatzi shir. Either way, it's fine. You're not a nishvah levatel es hamitzvah, you're not a nishvah lekayim es hamitzvah. El, Rabbi Yechanon, bish, lo imelav mishkachas lo. Elo, hein, heichi mishkachas lo. Koil doesn't work to be mevatel mitzvah. Elo says the Gemara, you have to say, kidirava. And this is a little tricky. Pshat. You have to go back to the original Gemara. The Gemara, if you remember, started with a kasha. Hoguf a kasha. The Mishnah says, if somebody says shvua shaloi oichal and he eats dvarim that are not ruin la'achiva, what did the Mishnah say? You potter. Then the Mishnah said, if someone says shvua shaloi oichal and eats nevelos or treyfish katzim v'ramasim, According to the Chachamim Yichayev. The Gemara said, what's the difference? Aren't Nevels the Trefesh Katzav Ramasim Dvarim She'enon Ru'uyin La'achilo? That was the Gemara's Kasha. So the Gemara said, the Teretz is, Haloi Kasha, Reisha Bistam, Beseifa B'mefarj. The Reisha is talking about where he just said Shavu Shalayecha. Shavu Shalayecha, we assume he meant Dvar Maruyin La'achilo. But if he's Mefarish Nevels the Trefesh Katzav Ramasim, over there, we could assume he meant Nevel's Trefesh Katzav Ramasim. And even though it's Eniroi Lachila, but he was Mefarish it. If he was Mefarish it, there's no reason it shouldn't be included in the Shvuah. The only issue is Mujbe V'ayimin, that the Gemara addressed. The Gemara's been working with that Akimta. Because without that Akimta, even though you answered the problem of Mujbe V'ayimin Marasinei, Rav Shmuv, Rav Yechon, Nami Travayu, and Rish Lakish, you have good terutz and Lomdashit terutz and Mitukas through Shas. But you have a basic fundamental problem. In Shvuah, we assume a person means Dvar Maruyin Lachila. And at the end of the day, Dvarim She'enon Ruyin Lachila are not included in the Veil, Shevish, Gatzim, and Ramasim. You think, Advarim She'enon Ruyin Lachila. So we're working with the Seikimta that you were Mefarish, specifically in the Veil, Shevish, Gatzim, and Ramasim. It was because of that Seikimta that the Gemara had a Kasha, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, how's the Mishkachas La B'Lavehein? Why is it not Mishkachas La B'Hein? Because there's no way if a person says, Shvua She'oichal, and he includes in it Nevel to Trefesh Katzav V'Ramasim that this Shvuah is going to be Chal. It can't be Chal. The reason it can't be Chal is because you're a Nishba Levatel as a Mitzvah. And a Nishba Levatel as a Mitzvah can't be Chal even Al Yudei Yisakoyla. Says the Gemara, let's fall away from the original Kimta that we made. Let's say that the Mishnah is not talking about where he specifically said Nevel to Trefesh Katzav V'Ramasim. It's talking about where he merely said Shvuah Shalo Yoicha. All he said was Shvuah Shalo Yoicha. Let's see first what the Gemara is going to accomplish by doing that. If we say with so much Shvuah Shalayachal, and included in that is Nanuvel Satrefish Gatzim Ramasim, I am Mujbe V'Oimid, so you're going to have the two Kimtas that the Gemara made. Rav Shmuel Rabbi Yechon on the one hand, Rish Lakish on the other hand. You can ask me now, Kasha Koyi to Rabbi Yechon, and how's the Mishkachas Lo B'La V'Hein? Of course it's Mishkachas Lo B'La V'Hein. Because Shvuah Shalayachal could be Chal on everything. What's the Hein? Shvuah Shalayachal. What's wrong with Shvuah Shalayachal? It's a very nice Shvuah. Now, it's true, Shvuah Shalayachal works differently. Shvuah Shalayachal includes the veils of Trefesh Katzav V'Ramasim because of Koilel. Shvuah Shalayachal doesn't include the veils of Trefesh Katzav V'Ramasim because you don't say Koilel Levatel as a mitzvah. But Shvuah Shalayachal is chal for whatever it's chal. It's chal for Dvar Mamutarim. So at the end of the day, this Shvuah is Mishkachas Lo B'La V'Hein. It's a great teretz. So it says the Gemara, the whole problem is because of the Akimta. Forget the Akimta. Kill the Akimta. We don't have that Akimta anymore. If you don't have the Akimta, so Shvuah Shaloi Eichal is the Lav, Shvuah Shaloi is the Hain. It's true the two Shvuahs manifest themselves differently. Shvuah Shaloi Eichal is Chal even on the Veil Shvuah Shaloi Eichal. Shvuah Shaloi Eichal is only Chal and Varma Mutar. Okay, but at the end of the day, it's Mishkachas B'Lav the Hain. You have the Lav, you have the Hain. Okay, now if we don't have the original Akimta, the Hadra Kusha L'Duchte, why is the Shvuah Chal in the first place? Why don't we assume that when the person says Shvuah Shaloi Eichal, he meant Varma Ruin Lachila, and the Veil Shvuah Shaloi and for the Gemara Mishkachas look at the Rava, for that you could say Rava, Amar Rava, Shvuah Shalayachal, Achal Afar Potter, meaning when the Mishnah says Dvarim She'enon Ruyin Lachila, it means things that physically people don't eat, such as dirt. People don't eat dirt, you don't eat offer, and for that reason, that's exactly what we're referring to. But in terms of Nevels of Trefes, being that it's Ruyin Lachila, like the Gemara said, as far as Ar Yehuda Viola, that's not included. The Kashaf Fank Nishtan, you don't have to make the Kimta B'Mefarish, and like this, you're not going to run into problems at the end of the Gemara with Lav V'Hein. Amar Amari, Ramari said, I'll bring you a Raya from the Mishnah Minei Ube, that when we say Dvarim She'en Ruin L'Achila, we don't mean to include Dvarim Asurim, we just mean things that people physically don't eat. Because the last halacha of the Mishnah was, Koinem ishti nehenesli. If somebody makes a neder, he says, I don't want my wife to have anah from me, but it's conditional. Immochalti ayoy. So if I ate lunch today, my wife can't have anah from me. If I didn't eat today, then it's going to be fine. Then we find out later that he ate, but he ate nevel to trefesh gotzim v'ramasim. Says, the Mishnah harei ishtay asur alay. She's going to be awesome. What do you see from here? That eating nevel to trefesh gotzim v'ramasim is called eating. It's considered achila. It's not that he... Because let's say we would find out later that this person ate offer. That was what he ate. We would assume that he wasn't mekayim the tnai of achalti, and as a result, his wife wouldn't be aser. The fact that we say that eating the veils of trefesh katzim ramasim is considered achila, that's a raya that really it is an achila. Aye, the Mishnah said ruin la dvar v'she'en ruin la. That means things that are physically not ruin la. But the Gemara says, "Hachi Ashi, you have no right." From the Mishnah Hasam over there, you could say a new svar. Kivin the mikara achal, being that he had eaten v'hadar ishtabli, and then afterwards he swore. Right, what happened? The person ate, and then he comes home and he tells his wife, "If I ate today, we're dealing with koinamos." He had eaten already. We found out that he ate neveilos hatrefesh katzim ramasim. But being that he already ate the neveilos hatrefesh katzim ramasim, and then he said imochalti chashuvei achshavei alam deshesvara, it gives chashivus to the achila of neveilos hatrefesh. So maybe usually neveilos hatrefesh is considered inri royal achila, and really it shouldn't be included in even the definition of achila when we're talking about tnayim. But being that he had eaten already, because this happened in the past tense, he said koinam mishdin hanesli imochalti, and we find that later that he ate neveilos hatrefes. So him eating the neveilos hatrefes and then uttering this shvua, it seems to give credibility and chashivos to this achila. Bottom line, elahocha mi achshavei, but in our suya you don't have the svar of achshavei. That's what the Gemara says. Oh, my love, more Gemara. My time in the man the isla yisra koilo. What's pshat in the man the omer that holds isra koilo? So we have a halacha of isra koilo. What's isra koilo? So the classic example of isra koilo was neveilo on Yom Kippur. Or Yom Kippur, Nevela. So if there's a Nevela, now Yom Kippur comes. If somebody eats this Nevela on Yom Kippur, first glance you could argue he shouldn't be Chayiv Karas feeding on Yom Kippur. Because Ein Es Chal Al Iser. Being that it was Aser before Yom Kippur, how is the Iser Yom Kippur going to be Chal on this piece of meat? Stating that there's a Sfar of Koil. What does Koil say? That just like Yom Kippur is Chal for all other foods, so too Yom Kippur is going to be Chal for the Nevela as well. In the context of Shavuos, what was Iser Koil? A person says, I swear I won't eat, and then he includes neveilos hatrefes katzim ramasim. Maybe he doesn't include it in mefurish, but a person says shvuah shelo yoichal, even though technically the shvuah should not be chal on neveilos hatrefes katzim ramasim, but being that it's chal for the dvarim amutarim, you have a koil amigu that it's going to be chal on the dvarim asur as well. So Rava wanted to know what's pshat, what's the svar of isur koil? So he said midi dehavia isur moisif. It's just like isur moisif. Okay, so what exactly is isur moisif? So for that, we have to see Rashi. So we explained Isser Koil. We won't go through the Isser Koil part, but Isser Moisef we didn't really go through. So if you look at Rashi, Dibra Masko, Midi Dehaver Isser Moisef, it's a long Rashi, so I'm going to skip to the second half of it. There's a dot. If you have the Oiz Vahad Gemara, it's like towards the middle of Rashi. Isser Moisef, Kisheho Isser Achroin, Moisef Al Chaticha Atzma, Dovash Loi Hoyeba, Al Yidei Isser Rishon. Isser Moisef is similar to Isser Koil. But Isser Koil, we keep on explaining, is that being that Yom Kippur, for example, is chal for the kosher piece of meat, so it could also be chal for the non-kosher piece of meat. Isser Moisef is a little bit more. Isser Moisef is when there's an Isser that's going to be chal in the Dover HaOsser Gufa. So again, Isser Moisef kisho Isser Achrei Moisef al Chaticha Atzmo Dover Shalei Hoyeba al Yedei Isser Rishon VaOsser HaChaticha HaAchrei And Rashi, thankfully, gives an example. Kigoyim, chelev shal kodesh, chelev, which was also hekdesh. Also lechem shem chelev. Chelev, the Torah says you're not allowed to eat. So chelev is part of the meat, part of the animal that's off limits. That's also ba'achila. But umutu l'gvaya, l'mizbeach. What did they do with the chalavin of the carbon? Hekter chalavin. They were makter. It was a very chashav avodah. So it was non-kosher meat for a person, but for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'Gvaya, the Akhtaras Chalavim was one of the most chashiv avoidas. So Chalev is something that's Osir Ba'achila, but it's Mutu L'Gvaya. Nasa Noisir, what happens if the Chalev now becomes Noisir? So Moisif Olav Isir, L'Masha Hoysa Mutaris, like the Nifsal HaKrop. Now it becomes Pasal HaKrop. V'Hachi Arminas. And now we say that Mitoik Shechalu Leo Shem Noisir Lo Yisrael HaMizbeach. Once it's Chalu Shem Noisir, to make it Osir L'Gvaya, where previously it had been Mutar, Te'inu Isir Rishay Ma'a Akavalav Milocho, She'inza Issachal Lisser, and for that there's no Issachal Lisser. Why not? Because previously I'd been Mutter. It was Mutter, now it's going to be Osir. So we say that Migu, that it's Chal on this piece of meat, and Isser Noiser Ligavaya, Chal Aleh, Nami Isser Noiser Eitzel Kol Adam, Ha'erchle Lischaivalav Mishum Chalav, U Mishum Noiser. So if now somebody eats it, he's going to have Chalav, he's going to have Noiser. Afal Pisha Yeshkan Issachal Lisser. So Isser Koil and Noiser are very similar. Isser Koil, however, is where the second Isser is chal for other things, and then we say, if it can be chal for other things, it can be chal for this thing as well. Isser Moisef is when the second Isser is going to be chal for this thing. It's just going to be chal for something that had previously been mutter. So we say that migu, that it's chal for the thing that had been previously mutter, it could also be chal for the thing that was usher as well. So Rava said, my time with the man the islay koilu, me they have it. It's very similar to isser moisim. Man the pot, Reb Shimon, who we had in Aman Aleph, who holds that you don't say isser koilu. Why not? Ki omar isser moisif. He agrees you say isser moisif. He just holds you don't say isser koilu. Because isser moisif is b'chad chaticha, like we just explained. That's one chaticha. But b'shtei chaticha is lo yamrinav. Omar Rava said, the man the islay isser koilu. If somebody says, I swear I won't eat to eat him, and then he says, being that the second shvur could be chal on anovim, because he didn't swear that he's not going to eat anovim, he swore he's not going to eat teinim. So now that it's chal for the anovim, it could also be chal aide teinim. And again, this is laman de islay koilo, because being that this shvur is going to be chal for anovim, there's no reason for it not to be able to be chal to him. Says the Gemara, pshita, isn't that obvious? Meaning, if you hold isser koilo, why is this a chiddush? The Gemara, you know what this chiddush is? Reish lakish is svara. In the beginning of the daf, ma'u the tema ich volt gevolt meinin iser haba me'elav arminin iser haba me'atzmai le'arminin. I would have thought that when you say iser koil, that's only for an iser haba me'atzmai, such as Yom Kippur being chal on a vela. But for a shvua to be chal on a shvua, which is an iser haba me'atzmai, maybe that's different. Why? So we're gonna have to wait until the end of the daf. Mashmalon, that it's not different. Masiv Rava Bereda Rava. Is that true? So Rava just said that Lamanda Isle Koilo, it's not only true when we're dealing with Isser Haba Al Yedei Bisser Haba Me'elav, such as Nevela and Yom Kippur. It's true even for an Isser Haba Yedei Atzmoy, such as two shvuy. So bottom line, if somebody swears shaloi oichal te'enim, and then he swears shaloi oichal te'enim v'anovim, we say migu, koilo, that the second shvuy is chal for anovim, it's going to be chal for te'enim as well. Says the Gemara, Masav Rabbi B'rei D'Rav, Yesh oichal achila achas, v'chayav oleo, arba chato'ois. This is a Mishnah Masechtas Krisos. It's possible for a person to eat one achila. Rashi says one kizayas. You took one bite. The chayav aleh, and you're going to have to bring four chatois and one karban asham. The Elohim. How's that possible? You were tame. She'ochal chaylev, and you ate chaylev. Vehu noisar. It was also noisar. Umin hamukdashim. It was also hektish. And you did it on Yom Kippur. So you're going to be chayav four chatois, because number one, no one's allowed to eat chaylev. No one's allowed to eat noisar. A tameh, no one's allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. A tameh is not allowed to eat kachim. And we're talking about chaylev of muktashim. Chaylev of muktashim goes ligavaya. And being that it goes ligavaya, it's subject to the halachas of me'ilah. So you have four chatois. Again, four chatois, because there's four chayvei krisos over here. And anytime a person's over a chayvei krisos b'shoigig, he has to bring a karben chatos. If you eat on Yom Kippur, it's karis. If you eat chaylev, it's karis. If you eat noisar, it's karis. If a tomei eats kachim, that's tumas mikdash v'kadashav, it's karis. So you have four chatois. Where do you have the asham? If someone's moil and hektish, he has to bring a karban asham. If he does b'shoigig, that's the asham me'ilois. And being that this kachim was chaylev, and the chaylev hamuktashim went l'gavaya, there was a din haktara, so it's subject to the laws of me'ilah, that's kachim 101, t'murad aflamid beis, kol chaylev l'ashem l'rabbi seymur kachim kalim l'me'ilah. So it's for that reason that the halacha is that it's possible yesh oichel achila achas v'chayev ala arba chatois v'osham echer. Meir said, afim hoisin Shabbos, let's say it was Shabbos, v'hitziyoy, and he carried it. While you were eating it, chayv, you're going to be chayv. Rashi says, by the way, why do you need it to be Shabbos? It's Yom Kippur anyways. So Rashi says, really, it's machlokes and shas, whether there's an Isra Haitzah on Yom Kippur or not. Right? Haitzah is Malach Grua, it's a Chiddush. So being that it's machlokes and shas, whether Yom Kippur even has an Isra Haitzah, so the man da Omar, ain Erev v'Haitzah, b'yoy Makipurim, still, if it was Shabbos, it'd be possible to be over another Karban Chatos because of the Chilul Shabbos. Amalei, they told Ramei, you know why we didn't count it? Ain Eim Hashem. Because there you're not chayiv for the Achila, you're chayiv for the carry. Punkt. You were carrying while you were eating. But we're talking about four chatois and one asham where you chayiv for the actual Achila. Freik the Gemara, v'im Isa. If you're going to tell me there's Halach of Issa Koilu, even when it comes to an Issa Abba Me'atzmer such as Shvuos, so why didn't we add another chatois? Why only four chatois? We're trying to be geshmak. Four chatois and one asham. I could add a fifth chatois. Mishkachas l'chamesh, g'goin sh'amat shvuos shalei eichal t'marim v'chelev. Where a person swore, I'm not going to eat t'marim and I'm not going to eat chel. Now, even though chelev ain't Issa Chal al Issa or ain't Shvuos Chal al Shvuos, but migu d'chayla t'marim, chayla n'amah chelev. We should say say the migul that's chal on the tamarim, which is davar hamuter, it should be chal on the chalav as well. So the gemara kik tani isra abam me elav isra abam me atzmai like tani. Meaning, really, it's true. You say isra koilav even by an isra abam me atzmai. But this mishnah that's discussing yeshoich lachila achas v'chayv alav arba chatois, we're only discussing isurim that are abam me elav. We're not discussing isra abam me atzmai. Freak the gemara. It's not true. Very hektish. The mishnah said hektish. Hektish muktashim. That was one of the cornerstones of this halacha. Hektish is an Isra Abba Me'atzmai or Isra Abba Me'elov. You're Makdish something. Sakti Gemara, that's true, but there's one exception. There's one Hektish that's Abba Me'atzmai, and that is Bibchar, Tiktu Shasai Me'rechem. That happens on its own. So the Mishnah was talking about not just any Mukdashim, but we're talking about a bechar. Iba yaseima kik tani midi the lesle sheela shvuah. This le sheela like tani. Different reason maybe why we're not mentioning shvuah is not because it's Isra Abba Me'atzmai. Then you're gonna have a problem with Hektish, but it's because it's a midi de islay b'she'ela. You could be shoyel. Mishnah is discussing things that are lesser b'she'ela, that there's no way to retroactively somehow remove. But frekti mahari hektish. Hektish is also subject to she'ela. So the Gemara says, you're right, you have to say the same teretz. So you can mean him b'b'char. Third teretz, kik tani carbon kavua. Carbon oilav yoyred, loik tani. We're discussing only things that have a regular. When we say chatas, we mean a chatas kavua. Not a chatas that's an oilav yoyred, where the type of chatas you're going to bring is going to depend on your financial status. Frekti Gemara, it's not true. We know this from the first 3 weeks of Masechet Shavuos. Hare Tomish Achalas HaKodesh is one of the things that I mentioned, the carbon oil of a Yairid, and he brings a carbon oil of a Yairid. Sakti Gemara Benasi Rebbe Eliezer. It's talking about a Nasi. According to Rebbe Eliezer, the Amar Nasi Mevi Sayer. Rebbe Eliezer holds that a Nasi who was Nichshol in Tumas Mikdash V'Kodesh didn't bring a carbon oil of a Yairid. He brought a Chatas Kavua. That's what we're talking about. It says Rashi, Vaisois, that even though the Nasi brought a Chatas Kavua by Tumas Mikdash V'Kodeshav, he didn't bring a Chatas Kavua by Shavuos Bitoy. And that's the Gemara's Teres. Shavuos Bitoy, even if you'd want to make an Akimt of Nasi, it would still be an Eilav Yair. We're not discussing Eilav Yair. We're discussing Arba Chatois, that a Chatas Kavua, no Eilav Yair. Rav Ashi says, a fourth Teres, Kik Tani Midi the Chayla Kishir. Something that needs a Shir. Shavuos, the Chayla Pachas Mikishir. But Shavuos, which doesn't need a Shir, according to Rabbi Akiva, even Bistan, according to the Chachamim, Al Koponim, if you're Mefarish Pachas Mikishir, like Tani, Hektish doesn't have a shear. Person that eats hektish, pachas mikazayas is chayiv. Sakti Gemara, it doesn't have a shear kazayas, but a beinu shava pruta, it does have a shear pruta. Rav Ashi, Mavir, Amr Abzeir, Kik Tani, a fifth teretz. Zdoinei karis, zdoinei lav, loy katani. We're only talking about things that had you done a bemezid, you would have been chayiv karis. Shvuas bitoy is a chiddish, because usually you don't bring a chatas if it's not a dovish zdoinei karis. Shvuas bitoy is a notable, it's not the only exception, but it's a notable exception. And being that had you done a bemezid, you wouldn't have been chayiv karis, it's for that reason it's not included. Freikim are very awesome. This doinei lav, if someone's Moil and hektish, b'mezid, b'shoigig, that's when you bring the asha. But if you're moil, hektish, b'mezid, you're not chayiv karis. Rashi brings it to machloikis, Rebbe in the Chachamim, Misa b'dei Shamayim, maybe. But karis definitely lot. Viktani, Zakdimar, you're right, the chatos karmina. The four chatois we want only to be things that are zdoine karis, as opposed to shvuas bitoy, which has a chatos, but it's not zdoine karis. The asham, I hear, the asham, the one asham could be even a dover that's not zdoine karis. But the four chatois we're trying to keep exclusive, we want to limit it to things that are zdoine karis. Ravina said another teretz, kiktani midi de chayil amidi de varat chila, something that's only achila. I'm talking about food, but shvua, which is an iser, the chayla midi de la barachilu, being that it can be chal even on something that's not a barachilu, loy katani. Frank more very hektish. The chal namia itzav avonim. Can hektish be chal and itzav avonim? Now we were making it b'kedushas bechar, but the point is that hektish, the concept of hektish is chal even on itzav avonim. Ella, you're right. Kik tani, but Ravina says I still have another teretz. Chayla midi de isbe mishasha, something that can only be chal on a cheftza, something that's tangible. Shvua the chayla midi the lesbe mishasha, but the shvua that can be chal even on and it doesn't involve anything physical. It's you're swearing on an act because shvuah is a sergavra. Loi ketani, that wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah. Exhale. Gishmaki Gemara. So before we end, so we had so many festa sugyas that we got into this week. So I'm not really sure where to start or where to end, but we'll try. So at least one ha'ara. Well, you leave now? Maybe two ha'aras. So we had here the halacha of ein isser chala lisser, isser koilo, isser moisif, ein shvua chala shvua, machloikis, Reb Shimon, and the chachamim. And there was one svara that permeates the sugya. The Gemara said it on the top of Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, and then the Gemara said it again on Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis, that it could be even the man da Omar that holds Isser Koilo only holds Isser Koilo by an Isser Habame Elof, such as Neveil on Yom Kippur. But an Isser Haba al Yudei Atzmai, there's no halacha of Isser Koilo. But the Gemara didn't say a Svara, and if you take a look at the Rishonim don't say a Svara either. The Avni Maluim, just to quote this one excerpt, says, L'chayre enay muvon, me'eze tam nechalik beinem. At first glance, what's the beer? What's Pashup Shat? Why should there be a chilik in Isser Koilo between an Isser Abba me'elov and an Isser Abba yodei atzmai? But before the Avni Maluim's teretz, let's just go back to some of the raid that we spoke about yesterday. We had mentioned yesterday the classic case where somebody says, Shvuah shaloi oichal nevelu tetrefes, shkotzen v'ramasa. What's the halacha? Of course the Shvuah is not chal. The whole tzad that the Shvuah maybe would be chal is either if you included Dvar Mamutarim, where we say that migu that the Shvuah is chal for the Dvar Mamutarim, it's also chal for the Dvar Masurim, or b'chatzishir. But if somebody says, Shvuah shaloi oichal nevelu tetrefes, he doesn't specify chatzishir, he doesn't include any Dvar Mamutarim, it's pashit enei chayim isham Shvuah. It's clear from the Gemaras that we learned, and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch in Yeridaya Hilchas Shvuah Simin Reish Lam and Ches Sif Katan Dalet. Says the Shach, I'll tell you another Sif Katan in this halach, and that is, let's say you have a Choyla Sheyesh Bei Sakan, where the halach is, he can do anything. He can feed him even Dvar Masurim. And the doctor says that this Yid needs to eat Nevelas. In order for him to live, he needs Nevelas. And there's a shtick Nevelas sitting in front of this Chayla. And it just so happens that this Chayla swore that he's not going to eat the Nevela. He swore that he's not going to eat the Nevela. Says the Shach, do you have to be Matar Shvua before you feed him the Nevela? Now you're going to tell me, if you can give him the Nevela, why can't you be over there as a Shvua? It's true, you could be over there as a Shvua. But there's halacha machil and I say akal akal. We try to limit the amount of averos that we're going to subject this chayla to. So the question is, should we be matir shvuah? Will be oiker the shvuah l'mafreya? Reb Chaim said mikanu l'habol l'mafreya. But the bottom line is, we're going to be oiker the shvuah through hatoras shvuos, so that at the very least it'll be akal akal. He'll only be over this in avela. He won't be over this in shvuos. Says the shach, it's pasha, you don't have to. Why not? Because the shvuah was never chal. Being that the Shvuah was on something that's aser, you're a mushba va'oymeh, the Shvuah was never chal. If the Shvuah was never chal, there's no inyan of being matir Shvuah, there's no svar of machil and oisei akal akal, let's get rid of the Issa Shvuah, because the Issa Shvuah was never chal. At first glance, it seems very reasonable. Freik the prima godim, it's a tmir gadayla. I disagree with you, Shach. Because even though it's true, the Gemara says mushba va'oymeh marasin amein Shvuah chal al Shvuah, but l'chura, freik the prima godim, that just means that the chiyu of the second Shvuah are not chal. But the Isser of the second Shvuah, the Loyachal of the Isser Shvuah, says the Prima Gadim for sure is chal. And says the Prima Gadim, how do I know that? What's my precedence for that? The Sugya of Enes Achal al Isser, which the Gemara here, these Sugyas that we just learned the last few days, clearly related to Ein Shvuah Chal al Shvuah. The Gemara stells to the whole, so we just learned the whole Daf Gemara today of Enes Achal al Isser. So you see that Enes Achal al Isser is related to Mushba Bayu Marasina. And by Enes Achal al Isser, even though we know that Allah is without Isser Koilus and Moisef, the second Isser is never chal. But at the same time, the Gemara says, L'koivrei bein Risham Gemurim, the second Isser is chal. Meaning, when we say Ein Isser Chal al Isser, it just means that the second Isser is not chal to create chiyuvim. But in terms of whether there is a second Isser, of course there's a second Isser. So for example, if it's a question of arayos, and there's a discussion of Eishes Ish and Achay Sisha, that's the classic case that the Gemara discusses in Yevamos Daf Lamed Beis. So even though the second Erev is not chal, so you're not going to be chayv Koris times two, or there's not going to be two Karbonos Chatos that's going to have to be brought. But in Shamayim, this person was over Eishes Ish, she was over Achay Sisha. If she meets both of these criteria, this woman does, there's nothing to talk about. L'koivrei bein Risham Gemurim, when the Maspidim, they want to talk about all the various that he did? Yeah, you can mention both of them. Because at the end of the day, he was over both Yisurim. It just so happens there's no chiyuvim that come as a result of the second Isser. But the second Isser is there. If the second Isser is there, it's a freik to prima godim. Why wouldn't he be matir the Shvuah? There's a loch of machil and I say akal akal. We try. Because he wouldn't have been chayiv oil of a yoyred. What does that have to do with oil of a yoyred? Right now we want to know how many Yisurim should this chayla be over? Hakalakal. So definitely it should be mapish. Zokta avni meluim in tshuvas. In Simen Yud Beis, he says, Festa tzushtel, gevaldik prima godin. But I learned a dover chodosh from the Neid of Yehuda. Then it says, the Neid of Yehuda asks Akasha, that why is it that the Gemara needed mushba v'oimen mehar Sinai in Shvua Chalosh, with something that's mentioned countless times in Shas? Why doesn't the Gemara always say, whenever there's a discussion of Shvua being Chalosh Shvua, Einisa Chalosh Lissa. If somebody swears, I'm not going to eat Te'enim. And then he swears again, I'm not going to eat Te'enim. Why is the second Shvua not Chal? Because Ein Shvua Chal HaShvua. What do you need Ein Shvua Chal HaShvua for? Once you swear you're not going to eat Te'enim, Te'enim is Aser. If it's Aser, Einisa Chal HaLissa. So of course the second Shvua can't be Chal. Or in a case where a person swears, I'm not going to eat Neveil Zetrefesh Gatsim V'Ramasim. I can't eat Neveil Zetrefesh Gatsim V'Ramasim because it's Aser. So let's say there wouldn't have been a concept of Mushba V'Oimid Mehar Sinai. You wouldn't have Ein Shvua Chal HaShvua. You still, L'chura, wouldn't have the Issa L'Yachal Dvaroi Am the Neveil Zetrefesh Gatsim V'Ramasim because there's an Issa Neveil Zetrefesh Gatsim V'Ramasim. So how could L'Yachal be Chal HaNan Issa? Isn't that Ein Issa Chal HaLissa? As I freak the Neid Bihuda, says the Neid Bihuda, and the Amni Meluim is Marchiv in this Neid Bihuda, it's Poshit that you have to say that there's two Sugis in Shas. There's the Sugi of Einis Echal HaLisr, and there's the Sugi of Ein Shvua Echal HaShvua. They're eerily similar, they clearly interconnect. When you learn one, you have to learn the other, because there's a lot of concepts of the two Sugis that are very much related to each other. But it's a different halacha. There's halacha of Ein Issa Chal HaLissa, and there's halacha of Ein Shvua Chal HaShvua. Now, if you already have Ein Issa Chal HaLissa, why do you need Ein Shvua Chal HaShvua? That was the night of Yudas Kasha. The teretz is, because the chapsach and afkamina. You know what the nafkamina is? The Prima Godim's Kasha. Because Ein Issa Chal HaLissa does not say, like the Prima Godim said, that the second is not chal. The second is really is chal. All it says is that there's no chiyuvim. So if she's an Eish Yisisha and an Achayis Yisha, you're not going to have to bring two karbonos chatas. You're not chayv koros twice. But l'kayv ben Risham Gemurim, the second erva definitely was chal. And it's a chal alissa doesn't say that if a person would eat nevela and on Yom Kippur, Alibi the Reb Shimon, then in Shemayim, they're not even going to talk to him about Yom Kippur. They're only going to talk, no, of course they're going to talk to him about Yom Kippur. He ate Nevela and he ate on Yom Kippur. Chorus? No. Ein is a chalus is a svar in Hilchas Chorus. But the second is chal. Kumtz again, Ein Shvua Chal HaShvua, and it ups the ante. It doubles down. It takes it to the next level. It says that not only are there no chiyuvim, but if a person swore he's not going to do something, and then he swears again, the second shvu is not chal, period. There's no iser, there's no l'kayv ben risham gemurim, they're not going to talk to him about it in shamayim, you can't say it over when you maspid him, nothing. He was not over the second iser. And it's for that reason, said the Neid of Yehuda and the Avni Meluim, that the Gemara always mentions ein shvu chal HaShvua, because it's much more inclusive in terms of what it's doing to Lumbus than Ein Issa Chal HaLissa. So if a person would swear that I'm not going to interveil to Trefesh Gatsim Ramasim without the halacha of Ein Shvua Chal HaShvua, so you'd say Ein Issa Chal HaLissa, which means there's an Issa L'Yachal Dvarei. You're just not going to get malchus for it. It also means you're not going to be Ganoil of a Yoyre, but Issa L'Yachal there is. Ein Shvua Chal HaShvua is more inclusive. Ein Shvua Chal HaShvua says no. That being that when the Yidden stood at Har Sinai, they swore they're going to keep the mitzvahs, that means the Issa in the Veil to Trefes has in it a Shvua component. Once there's a Shvua component, what Shvua? Mushba V'Oim in Har Sinai. Once there's a Shvua component, now already you're getting involved in Ein Shvua Chal HaShvua, the Issa L'Yachal can't be Chal at all. Not the Inyan malchus, not the Inyan Oil of a Yoyre, not even the Inyan, the but the bottom line is, if a person swears, I'm not going to veil to Trefesh Gatsim V'Ramasim, is there an Issa L'Yachel? No, I buy Ein Issa Chal HaLissa, there is. That's an Issa Chal HaLissa. Ein Shvua Chal HaShvua says it's not even an Issa. If it's not even an Issa, does look the Shach. The Shach says, what's the point? What are you being matter? You're not being matter a Shvua. There's no Shvua to be matter. The Shvua was never Chal. It's not Chal Le'inyin Malkus, it's not Chal Le'inyin Eil V'Yoyret, it's not Chal Le'inyin Issa L'Yachel. So there's no point to be matter Shvua for this. Dvarim Nefloim Hafla V'Fela. Says the Avni Meluim. Now I'm going to explain to you the Gemara. The Gemara said that there's a chilik in Isra Koilo between Isra Abba Me'elov and Isra Ideyatzma. What's the beer? Isra Abba Me'elov is Ein Issa Chal HaLissa. Nevela on Yom Kippur. Nevela is in Isra Abba Me'elov. Yom Kippur, the second Isra, which is what we're focusing on, is in Isra Abba Me'elov. Isra Abba Me'elov, we say the Svar of Koil. What does Koil say? That Migu, that Yom Kippur's Chal for all the Dvarim Hamutarim, it could be Chal for Nevela as well. It could be Chal for the Dvarim Asur. As opposed to, if you would swear that I'm not going to eat Dvarim Hamutarim and Dvarim Asurim, over there, you wouldn't have the Halach. He says, what's the Pshat? The pshat is gewaldig. Because by Ein Issa Chal HaLissa, really the Issa is always Chal. I have the Issa. What don't I have? I don't qualitatively have enough Isser for there to be Chiyuvim. That's what Enes HaChalasar says. Enes HaChalasar doesn't say the Isser is not Chal. It just says, I don't have the Chiyuvim from the second Isser. There's no Karban, there's no Chatas, there's no Karas. I don't have the Chiyuvim from the second Isser. But is the Isser Chal? Of course the Isser is Chal. That was the Prima Godin, the Amnim Lulay, but they all agree with that. The Isser is Chal. All I need now is that qualitatively, the Isser should also be manifest enough that it could create Chiyuvim. Isser Koyla could do that. As opposed to an Isser Haba Me'atzmoy. What's the Isser Haba Me'atzmoy? Shvua. Over here, the Shvua is Nachal B'chla. If the Shvua is Nachal B'chla, what do I want Isser Koyla to do now? I want Isser Koyla to allow a Shvua that shouldn't be Chal to be Chal. Isser Koyla can't do that. See, Isser Koyla has power, but its power is limited. Its power is that where I have a Chalos Isser, I just don't have Chiyuvim as a result of that Chalos Isser. Kumtz again, Isser Koyla, and it says, Koyla, now you can have Chiyuvim. But to create the Isser, where the Isser is not here at all, that it can't do. So where the second Isser is, Ba'ilam, Isser Koyla could say, oh, you have an Isser, there's Achos Isha, there's Eish Esach, there's Nevela, there's Yom Kippur. Aha, so Isser Yom Kippur was Chal anyways. In Shemayim, if you eat the shtick Nevela on Yom Kippur, they're gonna punish you for it. There is a, you are over the Isser Yom Kippur, it just so happens you're not Chayiv Karas. Oh, where there's an Isser Koyla, now you're gonna be Chayiv Karas as well. But ain't Shvua Chal, so there's no Shvua in the belt. There is no Shvua. The Shvua wasn't Chal, period. Ain't Shvua Chal HaShvua. You want Isser Koyla now to create a Chaloy Shvua? Isser Koyla can't do that. Isser Koyla can't create Shvua. Isser Koyla can't create Isser. Isser Koyla could say that where the Isser's here, now you could be Chayiv for what you anyways did. That's the power that Isser Koyla has. But to create Isser, it can't do. And it's for that reason to create Shvua, it cannot do. The reason there's a Yesoidi Chilik between Ein Isser Chal Isser and Ein Shvua Chal HaShvua as it relates to Isser Koyl is gufa based on the understanding, the distinction between the two sugyas, the sugya of Ein Isser Chal Isser and the sugya of Ein Shvua Chal HaShvua. But the truth is, it's a very big chiddush in this Prima Gadim and Avni Malum and Oida Behuda. They all said ki ish echad b'lev echad, that as it relates to Ein Isser Chal Isser, the second Isser is always Chal. The second Isser is always Chal. And that's the beer in the Gemara, the Kovei Ben Rishon Gemurim. The second Isser is always Chal. And that's the Tiefkeit on how Isser Koyl works. Gewalt. That's the beer in our Gemara. Tremendous. But the point is, the Yesoid is, Ein Isser Chal al Isser, the second Isser is always Chal. It's always Chal. It's just that there's no Chiyuvim as a result of the second Isser. Stating that, Rabbi Chanan, in Kovei Saaretz and Siman Lamed, asks a festakash. He doesn't bring the Prima Godim and the Neid Yehuda and Avni Meluim, but he brings this Svara, this Yesoid, that by Ein Isser Chal al Isser, L'Kovri Ben Rishon Gemurim, that's the Gemara in Yavam Islam and Beis, the second Isser is Chal, and he asks from a Rambam. And this Rambam is tremendous. It's Kedai to just hear certain excerpts from the Rambam. It's in Pirush Mishnayos, it's in Masechtas Krisus, in the third parak. It's going actually on the Mishnah that we just learned. Yesh oichel achila achas v'chayev v'leh arbecha toys v'osha mechot. Says the Rambam. V'yesh bekan inyonim ru'uyim she'evair oisam l'cho derech kitzara k'dei she'yizbar l'cho behem kol ha'alochi sa'elu she'beperek hazeh. I'm going to tell you a few yesoidis that you're going to need to know this parak, the third parak in Masechtas Krisus, the subject of which is Ein Isser Chal Isser. We need it for right now. U'behem yizbar l'cho, he says, I'm going to explain to you ma'shenema mehem mishlishi b'yavam is b'halocha. He says, you're also going to understand now certain sugyas in Masechtas Yevamos sheheftachnu sham v'dabru b'makom aseh. So the Rambam says, when I was being mefarish, the third parak in Masechtas Yevamos, I told you we're not going to talk about it now. And when we get to Krisus, we're going to discuss it. So the Rambam says, I was maftiach, that's his lashon, I promised you that we're going to talk about it in the Masechtas Krisus. So, no, now we're learning Masechtas Krisus. So let's get into it. Says the Rambam as follows. V'zeh, sha'asurim harabim shecholin al dover echad i'efshar. It's not possible for many Isurim to be Chal on one thing, also known as Ein Isser Chal al Isser. Elo be'echad mishloish etzadim. Oibikul. The only way is if you meet one or more, but at least one of the following three criteria. V'hu Isser Moisef, we spoke about that this morning. V'Isser Koilo, we spoke a lot about that this morning. And the third one is V'Isser Vasachas, which we didn't talk about. But if the two Isurim would be Chal b'Vasachas, so then, of course, you'd say the halacha of Isser Chal al Isser. It says, the Rambam V'Efshe sheyochol Isser al Isser ela be'elo ashloish upon him. V'fi klal ikrim shabiyodeinu ein Isser chal al Isser. L'ma davadoimer g'yon sh'iyah basen avela oi basen be'im etmeya oi chelev shenizbashel b'cholav. The Rambam gives a few examples. Ein Isser
Basa v'cholav chal al isa v'nevelo k'dei she'ei oichel mimenu chayiv shtei malkias ela malkias echa bevad k'moishin esbar b'mesechtes chulin.
So says the Rambam, what's a classic example of einus achal al isa? I'll give you a classic example. If a person has nevelo and then he cooks it together with milk, so at first glance you have the isa basa v'cholav. Says the Rambam, there's no isa basa v'cholav, because being that the basa was asur anyways, because it was nevela, or maybe it was chelev, or maybe it was from some non-kosher animal. But the bottom line is, if the basar is anyways aser, and now you make it basar v'cholav, the halach is there won't be an issur basar v'cholav. So a cheeseburger with meat that's not kosher meat, there's no basar v'cholav, says the Rambam. The reason there's no issur basar v'cholav is because ein issur chalas, and that's the Rambam's classic example. Amazing. This is his classic example of ein isser chalal isser. Then the Rambam continues. He has a very long arichos, and he says, "V'shmor elu ha'ikrim." I want you to protect these yusoidis that I'm teaching you. "V'sim oisam negedei necha l'fisha ein chalim b'davar echad isurim harbe ela be'echad mishloisha ikarim v'u isser moisef isser koilu v'isser basachas." So says the Rambam. I'll tell it to you again, and really guard what I'm telling you now, because this is yusoidi. Whenever you have ein isser chalal isser in Shas, you have to know that it can't work unless it's a koil, it's a moisiv, or it's a vasach. Says the Rambam, v'yeshen asanu v'nesananu achshav nekuda nifla. But there's one important yusoid that you have to understand before you go weiter. And that is, because you're probably bothered, and he has his l'shoinus here, l'fishu mifteach le'inyonim acherim. It's unbelievable how excited the Rambam got here. But the bottom line is the Rambam is very flowery and very dramatic. But he says, I know you're going to walk away from this Pirush HaMishnayis, and you're going to ask the obvious kasha, basar v'cholav with meat that's non-kosher, that's the classic example of ein isser chalal isser. L'chura, it's isser moisef. It's not even isser koil. It's isser moisef. You know why it's isser moisef? Because basar v'cholav we know is asa b'achila, and it's asa b'ano. It says in the Torah, l'isavash l'ibach levim, three times. Echol achila, echol anav, echol abish. Now, chelev is not asa b'ano, it's only asa b'achila. So let's focus on chelev. Or let's focus on nevela. Nevela is asa b'achila, it's not asa b'ano. So how could you now tell me that if somebody would take chelev and he would cook it together with chalav, cheeseburger, there's no basar v'chalav. Why? Because the chelev is doch anyways aser. It's isser moisef. And the Rambam just said five times that if you meet one of these three criteria, one of which is isser moisef, so l'chura eloch isser moisef g'day l'mizu. Isn't the isser hana that's going to be chal al yidei the basar of the chalav, al yidei this taruvos, isser moisef, so that now the isser achila should be able to be chal? Says the Rambam, or Yisoy Gadol. Says the Rambam, you know what the beer is? Because the only time there is an isser hana on basar of the chalav is if there's also an isser achila. Meaning it's a package deal. Basar of the chalav means isser achila, isser hana. If you don't have the isser achila, you don't have the isser hana. The isser hana is toloi in the isser achila. Without an isser achila, there cannot be an isser hana. So says the Rambam, a big yusoid, and that's the teretz, and that's why it says the Rambam, it's poshet, that chelev and cholov is not basar v'cholov. You want to know why? Because being that there's no isser achila, why is there no isser achila? Because ain't isser chal isser, so there's no isser hana. If there's no isser hana, then you don't have the isser moisef. It's a galgal achayzer, it's a catch 22. It's true. If it would be chal, the isser basar v'cholav, then you'd have an isser hana. But you can't have the isser hana of basar v'cholav unless you have the isser achila basar v'cholav. And it can't be chal the isser achila basar v'cholav, because for that it's ein isser chal al isser. So says the Rambam, tucked away in Pirush HaMishnayis, Masechtes Krisos, Perek Gimel, Hafla v'fela, on the Mishnah today's daf, Yesh oichal achila achas v'chayv lo arba chadayz v'chomish v'osham echad, that in basar v'cholav, achila and all come together. And there's no isser hana if there's no isser achila. And being that there's no isser achila, there's not going to be an isser hana either. Freit Rabbi Chanan, what's going on over here? Fashteinish the Rambam. If somebody would cook chelev together with cholav, now you have basar v'cholav, there's no isser achila? Avad, there's no isser achila. Ein isser chal al isser. Freit Rabbi Chanan, ein isser chal al isser means there's no isser achila. Of course, there's an isser achila. V'kayvei ben Risham Gemurim, there's an isser achila in our nusach. Isn't that the Prima Gadim? Isn't that the Night of Yehuda? Isn't that the Avni Maluin? That by ein isser chal al isser, it's chal the second isser. That's why there's a new halacha of ein shvua chal shvua. To tell me more. To tell me that it's not even chal the second isser. So Freit Rabbi Chanan, vasok the Rambam. Rambam doesn't.
to have a tumi pircha gedayel on the Rama. La'olam, it is chal v'isra achila by basa v'chala. It just so happens there's no malchus. Okay, but you want to know if it's chal v'isra achila? Yeah. Once it's chal v'isra achila, now it can be chal v'isra ana. And once it's chal v'isra ana, and for the isra ana, there could be malchus. So now you have a zemaisa. Let there be Malchus regarding the Isra Achila as well. So, Rabbi Chol, what do you see from the Rambam? You see the Rambam held that if ain Isra Chal al Isra, the Isra is not Chal at all. So, Mimela, if you take Nevela or Chalev or meat from a non-kosher animal and you cook it together with Chalev, no Isra was Chal on the meat. If no Isra is Chal on the meat, you don't have the Isra Achila, Mimela, you don't have the Isra Ana. If you don't have the Isra Hana, you don't have an Isra Moisef. But if you would go like the Prima Gol Avnu Munday Behuda, and you would tell me that really, by Ein Isra Chal al Isra, it is Chal the second Isra, it's just in Chiyuvim that you don't have it, to the extent that it's Chal the Isra, so you would have enough Isra Achila L'chayr, a tiny Rebbe Chanan, for there to be an Isra Hana. Once you have the Isra Hana is gonna be Chayiv Malkus, because nothing's inhibiting it from being Chayiv Malkus. And once there's Malkus for the Isra Ana, there would be Malkus on the Isra Achilo with Isra Moisef. Elamai, Vaistoy, says Rabbi Chanan, that the Rambam held that when it comes to Isra, Ein Isra Chal al Isra, the Pshat is not that the second Isra Chal, the Isra is not Chal at all. If the Isra is not Chal at all, what does the Gemara mean? L'Kovi Ben Risham Gemurim? It means he needs a kapara for what he did. Vashem yislach lo, like Rashi brings in Parashas Matnas. Vashem yislach lo, he needs a kapara. Sometimes a person could do a davar mutter and he needs kapara. Right? Someone who thought he was doing an aver, he found that he didn't do an aver. Vashem yislach lo, even that person needs kapara. He needs kapara. That's the idea of the Kavi ben Risham Gemurim. But to say that he was over an isser, there was no isser. Because Ein Isra Chal al Isra says that there is no isser at all. Now what Rabbi Chanan's going to have to do is Rabbi Chanan's now going to have to explain to us. He's going to have to explain to us what's pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara made a chiluk between Isra Abba Me'atzmai and Isra Abba Me'elah. So what's the beer in that? So Rabbi Chanan doesn't connect the two things, but there's another piece from Rabbi Chanan, also in Kavitz Ha'aretz, and it's Simin, either Lamed Gimel or Lamed Dalid. It's Simin Lamed Dalid. Rabbi Chanan explains it, and he says a festalundus. Maybe we'll talk about that next week.